From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Yesterday in Afghanistan, U.S. helicopters picked up 8 foreign aid workers and carried them to Pakistan. They'd been jailed in Afghanistan for more than 3 months, accused by the Taliban of preaching Christianity. The group included 2 young women from Waco, Texas, 24-year-old Heather Mercer and 30-year-old Dana Curry. The 2 women were held with 6 other relief workers, Australians and Germans. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports from Waco.
Dana Curry and Heather Mercer are members of Antioch Community Church here in Waco. This morning, their pastor, Jimmy Siebert, stood joyously in his sanctuary just after talking to his now famous parishioners.
They went to the embassy. They hadn't really slept much in 3 days, but they said they just couldn't sleep. They were so thrilled and excited and took a nice shower and had a good meal and went and got their hair done.
The situation took a turn for the worse 2 days ago when the Taliban took Mercer and Curry and the other prisoners with them when they fled Kabul. Siebert said that when the Taliban opened the doors of the young women's jail cell, they at first thought they might be free.
When they were first taken from the prison, they thought, we're getting out. And then they realized, no, we're not. This is not going well, especially when they were put into basically a container and the doors were locked. And they began to say, wow, could this be the end?
Siebert says that Mercer and Curry put their faith in God, that they fought their feelings of terror by accepting that their destiny was in God's hands.
Because of their faith in Jesus, they don't fear death. They are, like all of us, emotional about the fears of the day and what comes and goes, but they are secure in their faith, and it's what strengthened them and really upheld them. Really, these ladies have stood in an incredible way in the grace that God's given them.
Soldiers for the Taliban locked Mercer, Curry, and the 6 others in a large metal shipping container where they suffered in the freezing cold without blankets. Then they were moved to a jail cell in Ghazni. They could hear the American jets bombing the Taliban nearby. When the doors to the prison were finally opened, soldiers from the Northern Alliance were standing there. The Taliban had fled. In the pre-dawn hours Thursday morning, the aid workers were left in a field waiting for U.S. helicopters. But Siebert says the helicopters didn't arrive at the time expected.
When they were waiting on the helicopters to come and rescue them, the helicopters did not come at the time that they had thought they were going to come, and so they were figuring, God, they must have gotten lost, or what happened, or did they get, you know, what happened? And so Heather had the idea to take off her headscarf and to light it on fire, and they all threw their headscarves in the middle, made a big pile of rags, and gathered some brush together, and those fires are the way that they detected where they were and were able to find them.
For the 1,400 members of Antioch Church, the young women's release is a miraculous turn of events. The congregation has been holding prayer vigils continuously. Vicki Spire says church members have been riding a roller coaster of emotion this week.
So many rumors circulated, and people would call and say, have you heard this, and have you heard this? And we have a staff member who's on site in Islamabad. He's been there for 10 weeks. And so we kept communicating with him by telephone. Do you know about this? Does the State Department know about this? So there were many rumors, lots of ups and downs.
28-year-old Amy Gully is good friends with both Heather Mercer and Dana Curry.
Dana is a great girl. She is full of life, and she's a kind of like a girly girl. The funniest thing is that I heard them say that once they got out, she's like, I've got to get my hair done. I saw her on the news today, a news clip. She looked gorgeous. She had like new hair and all this stuff. It was totally Dana.
Dana Curry and Heather Mercer will be debriefed and then will spend the Thanksgiving holidays in Europe with their families. They will return home to Waco the following week. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Waco.